You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Friday, Israel launched a series of missile strikes on Iranian soil aimed at destroying Iran's nuclear facilities and assassinating their top generals and scientists. In response, Iran fired a series of their own missile strikes into Israeli territory, striking areas like Tel Aviv and the port city of Haifa. Both countries have attacked civilian areas in this round of fighting, with Israeli strikes into Iran hitting Iran's state broadcaster in Tehran, as well as the Farabi Hospital in Kermanshah, killing at least 200 people, with Iran's strikes targeting a number of residential areas in urban Israel similarly. I spoke to an Iranian New Zealander who is currently in Iran at the moment, going under the alias of Mariam for her safety and security, who talked to us about her experiences trying to flee Iran and contacting the New Zealand government for assistance.
To begin, can you describe the situation in Tehran right now from your perspective?
From my perspective, it's absolute chaos. And, no one knows where to go that's safe. There's shortages of fuel, clear directions on where to go, where not to go, what to do, what not to do. So everyone's just basing their opinions on what other people are saying. We got the order to evacuate from the New Zealand embassy yesterday. Which we did. I was in the District 3 area, so I've evacuated outside of Tehran. We couldn't go too far because of the traffic as well, so we're close by where we could possibly get hit or not. We don't know.
So just to reiterate, have you and other people in your situation been able to access shelter easily?
I would say no. I mean, the only places we have is like our homes, and that's it. Nowhere safe. There's no bunkers. There's really nowhere besides the only thing that the Iranian government has told us is you can shelter in the train stations. That's it.
Right. Can you describe the process of evacuation and what evacuating has been like for Iranians and Iranian New Zealanders such as yourself who are trying to leave the country at the moment?
Well, when we got the email to evacuate, we literally started scrambling everything together, just trying to get everything together so we can leave. And while we were doing that, within the next 5 minutes or so, they started bombing the area that we were in. So we just literally rushed just to leave Tehran. We didn't know where to go, where it was safe. So we ended up leaving and we went to a city close by south of Tehran. And when we got there, the locals said that everyone here left as well because there's missiles around here. So we left that area. We came to another area, which I don't know if it's safe for me to say where or not. It's just south of Tehran. So that's where we're at the moment. But we don't know if it's safe here. For how long it will be safe, we don't know.
Can you describe your experiences with contacting the New Zealand government or the Ministry of Foreign Affairs at this period of time?
I contacted them the first day that this whole thing happened, and they didn't really tell me what to do besides you can either stay put, stay in Tehran, seek shelter, or you can leave the country, which is something that we advise. But how do I leave the country? From day one, I've been trying to leave the country by just getting to the Turkish border, but there's literally no buses, no trains, nothing to get there. I was arranging a private taxi to take me to the Turkish border yesterday, but we got the email to evacuate. Now I'm currently in this tiny little village. It's just impossible for me to get to the Turkish border right now. So the only thing I'm asking the New Zealand government to do is try to find a way to evacuate its citizens that's currently trapped in Iran. And I believe there's 46 of us here currently.
Do you think that the New Zealand government has responded adequately to the situation in Iran at the moment?
I would say no. Comparing it to citizens from another country such as America, Australia, Canada, no, New Zealand has not done what it needs to do to ensure the safety of its citizens. So no, I'm quite sad about it because I had this feeling of having a New Zealand passport could give you safety, but right now I feel like it doesn't mean anything.
What do you think the government of New Zealand could be doing to ensure the safe passage of Iranian New Zealanders who are in Iran at the moment?
Honestly, if they can just arrange a way for us to get to the Turkish border somehow, that's all that we're asking for. Just get us to the Turkish border. Somehow do that because we can't do it ourselves. It's becoming very impossible to do that. once we get to Turkey, it's fine. We'll figure something out.
Are there any other options for Iranian New Zealanders at the moment to flee the country?
No. I mean, anywhere you go in Iran is just not safe. So the only thing we can think about is getting to the Turkish border. And there are other borders as well. But I don't want to get political. I don't want to get into reasons why we don't want to go that route.
I think that's about everything from me. But is there anything else you'd like to mention before you finish off, or any calls you'd like to make to the New Zealand government?
I would like the New Zealand government to ensure the safety of its citizens and actually have a plan, do something about it, not just pretend that they care. That's all.
And that was Mariam, an Iranian New Zealander in Iran, talking to us about the Israeli-Iranian conflict in her perspective and her attempts to contact the New Zealand government for assistance.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.